Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Senior wealth advisor and market strategist for Murphy and Sylvest, Paul Nolte, joins us now to tell us if the Fed will will lower the rate by a quarter point or by a half point tomorrow.
Head says yes, tail says maybe. The betting right now actually on Wall Street is 50 basis points. We get retail sales later on today. That may be that's probably the biggest number that we're going to get. Expectations are for a little bit of a decline in sales. But if it's a big decline, a big surprise that way, I think that'll seal the deal for a 50 basis point cut. Now, my point to all of that is I'm not so sure that they need to, because if you look at where things are in the marketplace today in the economy and inflation, there's really not a need to be cutting rates at this point.
So does that mean you think this will not be just the first in a series of rate cuts?
Well, you know, here's what's going to happen. When Powell gets up there and talks about in his press conference afterwards, he'll be talking about still being data dependent. So they're still going to be looking at the data, and as things come in, and they're going to be subject to change their mind. So if the economy remains relatively strong, especially the jobs market, I think the Fed will do a rate cut and then sit on their hands for a while.
The inflation numbers that came out, no surprises, right?
I don't think so. You know, we're seeing oil prices down significantly. They made the comment earlier today that gas prices at the pump are down about a dollar or so from a year ago. We're now in the winter blend. We got rid of the summer blend. China is not using as much energy. U.S. is not using as much as we were a year ago. And we've got inventory levels up. So that's a good thing. Food prices still kind of high, but they're talking about chicken prices coming down and maybe finally egg prices coming down as well. So the inflation numbers in general are heading in that right direction.
And you're not hearing a lot of talk anymore about a recession, about big layoffs, are you?
The layoff, that's the interesting part, where the jobs numbers haven't been that strong over the last couple of months, and that's been the biggest concern. We're not seeing the layoffs pick up. So, yes, maybe we're not hiring as much, and the flip side of that is anybody laying off. And so far, nobody's laying off people in mass. We're hearing about a few here and there, but it's not huge numbers. And that is what leads us to believe, at least, that the job market is still actually pretty strong.
Wall Street Journal headline today, where to put your money with rate cuts, says here, financial advisors say it's now time to recalibrate that cash hoard of trillions in CDs and high-yield savings accounts. You're a financial advisor. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, with my trillions in the money market account, I'm finally reallocating. What we've been doing, actually, over the last year or so, really since the Fed has stopped increasing rates, is starting to buy longer dated maturities. So we're buying and have been buying treasuries 8, 10, in some cases even 12 years out, trying to lock those rates in, expecting that the Fed would be, over the following 2 years at least, would be cutting rates. So I think, you know, when you take a look at the interest rate market, it's down significantly. Interest rates are down significantly from just even a month or two ago. So not that it's late to the game, but those adjustments really need to be made 6 to 12 months ago.
And you've been big on bonds lately, haven't you?
I still like bonds. I mean, the bond market this last quarter, or this so far this quarter, actually is up about 4.5%. That's a really good year for bonds. And that's a function of interest rates coming down. So we've seen the 10-year bond come down 0.25% just this month.
Are technology stocks going to continue to come down to earth?
We think so, but Microsoft today or yesterday just announced a 10% increase in their dividend and a huge buyback. So Microsoft early market is up 1.5%. Technology has not regained the highs from June. So they're still a little underwater, but they've been doing a little bit better. We do like the rest of the market, and the rest of the market's really been doing very well. Value stocks, small cap, even international, since that peak in technology in June.
So after the Fed announces what they're going to do tomorrow, then the Fed governors go out and speak, and that sometimes can influence the economy, can't it?
Not necessarily influence the economy, but certainly investors. And what's interesting is all the Fed decisions have been 8-0. It's been everybody is in line, everybody is in agreement. And then when they get out and start talking, then you go, well, wait a second, you're talking very different than what the voting was. So you get a little bit more, maybe nuance, maybe a little bit of color behind some of the thinking of the various Fed governors.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvester, I'll let you go. I know you're planning your big pizza party for the Fed announcement tomorrow.
Yeah, along with some very large beverages. Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll see how strong a beverage you need. Thank you, Paul.